If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Well, praise the Lord. I'm so glad that you joined us on the Climbing Higher broadcast. Today, I just want to invite all of you who have received a calling from the Lord to proclaim His gospel. That's right. If you've been called into the office of apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, and you are responsible for handling the Word of God, I want to invite you to our annual Preacher's Workshop. This year, our preaching workshop will be held on July 17th and 18th here at Bethel Deliverance International Church. Now, Friday night, our special guest will be Bishop Keith Reed from Sharon Baptist Church. Saturday, oh, that's the treat time. We have various men of God coming to share with us on how the Word of God should be appropriately digested by the preacher first and then passed on to the people of God. So join us here at Bethel Deliverance International Church Friday and Saturday, July 17th and 18th. I'll be looking for you to be here with us of those great services.
The Pastors and Preachers Weekend Workshop will be held on Friday, July 17th and Saturday, July 18th. Register now at eventbrite.com by typing BDIFC in the search bar or by calling 215-885-2585. Let Jesus Christ be praised.
The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Those that are citizens of heaven run into it and they are saved. But you have to be a citizen. Now listen carefully. An unbeliever can't run into the name of the Lord. But God is so merciful, He will extend His grace. But we that are citizens, it's our right. It's our right. We are not guests. Now, because I'm a citizen of the United States, I know the laws of the United States. I know the privileges that I have as a citizen. I am protected by the Constitution. I am allowed certain freedoms because I am a citizen. Now, here's the key. I am not a naturalized citizen. I didn't come here from another country and get a green card. I am a born citizen. So as a born-again believer, because I'm born here, I can become president. So there are privileges that come with being born here. You are a born child of God. What is your greatest privilege? Access to God by faith. Not cars, houses, women and men, but you are chosen to live by faith. Paul comes in later in Corinthians and says, we walk by faith, not by sight. Why? Because citizens don't have to walk by sight. Because I'm a citizen, I know that the police can only go so far. I have rights. I have the right to a fair and a speedy trial. I have the Fourth, the Fifth, and the 14th Amendments that guarantee me the right against self-incrimination. They can't try me for a capital offense twice. I know that they cannot keep me locked up interminably without charging me. And ultimately, they have to bring me before a jury of my peers. Peers are what? Fellow citizens. You with me? So you have rights. How many of you know your rights as a Christian? And yet I stand before you this afternoon to tell you that not only are we ignorant of our rights, we're also ignorant of our privileges. Why? Because we have not made the transition from where I was born here on the earth to my new world in the kingdom. And so what God does in this world over here in this realm, this is the realm of sight, smell, taste. This is the world of senses. This is the world that I need to make everything make sense to me. God saves you in this world. But then you have to undergo transition to this world, where Paul writes in Philippians 3 that now I'm in this world, and this world lives by faith. Now, God is not going to be so difficult that you can't make that transition without some help, because he says without faith, you can't please God. You can't please God without faith. Well, how do you get it? Romans 10, 17. Faith comes by hearing. So the more you hear the word of God, what happens? The more you have faith. All right. Let's look at it in this fashion. You start out with a doctor. You just started with this doctor. You just decided it's time for you to start going to a doctor. And the doctor comes in, evaluates you, and you walk out. You say, okay, doc. But in the back of your mind, you start saying things like, they didn't spend enough time with me. All they want to do is push pills. Why are you so uncomfortable? Because you don't know them. But at some point in your medical evolution, you start building a relationship. And so now when they start giving you directions, you tend to receive it a little better because you know this person cares. And how do you know that? By spending time with them. So now when we come to this God and we bring him a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious problem, and his response isn't equal to the amount of anxiety we have about the problem, that is because we are uncertain as to his motives and his response mechanisms. So because he isn't running to you, you think he doesn't care. But if you've spent time with him, getting to know him, then you understand if he isn't running to me, it's because he's already taken care of it, and the end result will be profitable. Lord, Lord, help me. Watch this now. And so the word of God teaches the just live by faith, that we live in direct proportion. We live in direct proportion to our faith in God. And that faith is connected to the amount of time we spend with God. Now, most of you that had, you know, relationships in your young years, that's what you would do. You would get on the phone and you wouldn't even say anything. You just listen to each other breathe. Now, understand, that was completely legitimate based on the relationship. You just like sitting around them. You just like being around them. Now, when was the last time you performed that action with God? When was the last time you knelt in his presence and said, Lord, I don't have nothing to say. I just want to connect with you, and I just want to lay here with you. I just want to feel your presence. This is for the married people and the married people only. You marry people at some point in your life, when you're in bed with your spouse, it ain't always sex. Sometimes you just want to cuddle. Men are not cuddlers. Women, upon completion of the acts of intimacy, they want to cuddle. They want hold me. They want you to reach out and pull them close to you. But you ain't feeling that because you're moving by the task orientation that is present in every man. And so she's reaching to feel you, and unfortunately, you're pulling away. Because you're done. That's how God feels. When you spend time with him during your seeking time, during the time of desperation, spiritual hunger, physical incapacitation, mental frustration, you call out to him. He rewards you with his presence, with a supernatural touch. When he's done, you pull away and go back to your lifestyle until another calamity hits, and here you are again in spiritual foreplay. And God is saying, hug me, hold on to me. That's why he said, they that seek me shall find me. And seeking means you stick with me until you get to know me. And when you know me, you will understand that I don't respond to every beck and call, but when I show up, it is the result of your faith that has decided, even if you don't do what I want, I ain't going nowhere. I'm staying right here because I know if God doesn't do it, there isn't another person alive that can do it. So now we have this problem. We have this world of sight and feeling and this world of faith and power. But there has to be a bridge that brings us into legitimacy from both worlds. That bridge is faith. But since faith is sort of enigmatic, it's like the riddle in the fortune cookie. You know there's a riddle in your fortune cookie when you get it at the Chinese store, Chinese restaurant, but you don't know what it is. And the fun of a fortune cookie is breaking it open to read the fortune. That's the fun. And then you don't believe what it says anyway. Here you are married, sitting with your significant other, and you know you're tired of them, and they're tired of you. But you're Christians and you don't have biblical grounds to get rid of them. You're praying they find somebody else and leave. Because Paul said if they want to go, let them go. And you open the fortune cookie and the fortune cookie doesn't know who you are. And fortune cookies aren't directed by the Holy Spirit. And it says, one day you will find your true love. And you look over at your spouse. And you think that's going to come to pass. But you don't put any faith in it. Because you know you're there with the person. Well, that's how the word of the Lord is sometimes. Sometimes you grab a passage of scripture and open it up, and God gives you a supernatural promise, and then everything in your life is opposite of that promise. God gives you a promise, and then everything happens contrary to the promise. But I want you to understand that God's promises are yea and amen. Listen to me before you go off. Yea and amen means it's the end. God don't say anything about the middle. The middle is when you catch hell. The middle is when you're challenged. The middle is when you wonder. The middle is when you doubt. The middle is when you believe, but help my unbelief. The middle is when you say, God, I have nowhere else to go. But God didn't promise you a middle. He promised you an end. He promised you he'd bring you out. He promised you he'd heal you. He didn't say you wouldn't go through. He didn't say you wouldn't stumble. He didn't say you wouldn't fail. He said, I prayed that when you come out, your faith will be strong. God never promised you that you wouldn't suffer some things, but he said, I'll be with you while you're suffering. He never promised that you wouldn't go through the lion's den. He just said, I'll keep the lion's mouth shut. He didn't promise that you wouldn't go through the fiery furnace. He just said, the flames would not kindle upon you. Faith doesn't leave because I'm challenged. Faith gets stronger when I'm challenged because now I have something to hold on to.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
06115P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord.